Last Sunday evening at around 11:30 at night, a number of people who live on the Seaforth estate woke up to the smell of burning. Lizzie Giles was one of those who detected something wasn't right and decided to take a look outside to see where the smoke was coming from.
Went outside into my back garden and just saw a massive plume of smoke coming up from the direction of the school. So I panicked straight away, thinking it was the school. And silly really, I didn't have anything on my feet and started running up towards the school with mobile phone in hand, thinking, oh my goodness, you know, something's wrong, the school's on fire. And phoned my husband, who was on duty at the med centre, to say, do you know about this? You know, what's happening?
Lizzie's husband called the Defence Fire and Rescue Service, who confirmed there were already three engines and a number of firefighters at the scene. The fire was in actual fact on the other side of the wire, in farmland just behind Einick Primary School. But Lizzie wasn't the only person concerned about the proximity of the smoke and flames to the school and nearby married quarters. Jessica Fleming lives next to Einick Primary. She said her first impression was that the school was on fire.
Seeing that it was coming from behind the school, so me and my husband went round the side and noticed the fire was quite huge and the firemen were trying to control it.
And were you scared when you saw it?
Not scared, but I was concerned about the smoke coming in the windows with the two children, so I had to shut all the windows.
The firefighters arrived to find that a large number of hay bales were on fire. They requested excavators and assistance from the civilian fire brigade. Halil Bayraktar is the fire station manager at Einick.
What happened after, obviously, he made his initial risk assessment. He made the area safe and he managed to keep the fire confined under control. The base fire is very difficult to extinguish them because they burn slowly and internally and takes long time.
Firefighters remained at the scene for the next 48 hours, waiting for the fire to die down before they could begin the cooling down process. The SBA police has been able to identify the cause of the fire as arson, as they found an empty petrol can at the scene. But just as the last flames were being put out, a new fire was getting going a short distance away in another farm just off the main road into Einick. Dee Dee Bellis lives on the base. She describes what she saw from her bathroom window late on Monday night.
The lights caught my eye of the emergency services and I couldn't believe it. I thought, surely it hasn't started again, the same fire. But it was on the opposite side of the house, so I looked out to find that there was a different fire in a different location. And obviously your first thoughts are, I can't believe someone's been foolish enough to throw a match out again.
The second fire was again hay bales, this time 200, and it's also thought this fire was started intentionally in an act of arson. So do residents in Einick need to be concerned? Halil Bayraktar.
No, I don't think people should worry about it. Because we are continuing to provide in community fire safety lectures to all public, and also we are providing training to the farmers, the LEC farmers, what fire safety precautions they should take. Apart from the wind and the dense smoke, as far as it doesn't travel towards two married quarters, there's nothing to worry.
That said, residents like Lizzie Giles, who witnessed one of those menacing fires firsthand, has been shaken by the recent events.
We didn't know if it was a controlled fire at that time of night, but my real main concern was the school. It's so, so close to our fence line that, you know, if it is something a little bit, more dodgy, without, you know, for want of a better word, then have we got to be worried?